Curtis Addison, everybody.
Thank you. My story is going to go much like a Quentin Tarantino film. It's going to start a little bit near towards the end, kind of go back to the beginning, and then finish up. Obviously, there'll be a lot less guns and violence, and unfortunately, no Uma Thurman. It was 10 years ago this very summer, I took a leave from graduate school to go back home and help my mother take care of my father, who was in the midst of his battle with lung cancer. I was taking him to chemotherapy sessions, radiation, staying at the house and helping with any needs that he needed. And after a couple of months of noticing of his recovery from chemotherapy and radiation, that he wasn't getting any better. He was kind of slowly getting worse. And during the chemotherapy sessions, I go to the library and do research, trying to find a cure, a miracle, some type of clinical trial. But there was a point where I had to accept that I was kind of going from survival mode to breaking the fall. And a couple of the articles I came across included music, and that music would have therapeutical purposes and help someone get out of their head, much like having a pet as well. And so I asked a couple of his doctors if I should play his favorite music around the house, and they encouraged me to do so. My father's from New York City, and he was grew up in the 40s and 50s, and of course was a major fan of jazz. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus. I grew up in an era that was pre-iPod. Well, I think the Walkman came in when I was like 8 or 9 years old. And of course, my father did not get me a Walkman. He was, shall we say, thrifty. So I got like the Sears Kenmore version of a Sony Walkman, which was about as large as a Frigidaire appliance. Well, because of growing up in the era I did, listening to music in the home in the 70s, you had to hear everyone else's music because it wasn't portable. So my dad had the hi-fi in the living room, of which, of course, he'd play his jazz records. When he was on business, my mother would play her Elvis Presley records. My father, of course, did not like Elvis Presley. He kind of had a 1956 mentality about Elvis. Kind of never got over that. So my parents kind of came to an agreement of when Elvis would be played. My eldest sister, Monica, listened to Barry Manilow on her record player, and she would change the lyrics of Mandy to Monica. I know, I had to listen to it, you know. On top of that, she also took clarinet lessons for a year. There's nothing worse than a bad clarinet note. I'll get to that later. Kirsten listened to Leif Garrett and generally all artists who have now found their way to VH1 Celebrity Rehab. So I always enjoyed going to some of my friends' house so I could listen to some Zeppelin and some Van Halen to try and get some testosterone into my system. And now I listened to jazz. I didn't necessarily hate it. My sisters hated jazz because, of course, my dad loved jazz. Dad would watch like Mr. Rogers with me, which, you know, obviously had a jazzy piano tune to it, and of course loved Charlie Brown Christmas because of Vince Guaraldi and his jazz trio. And it wasn't until after I had traveled for a bit and lived abroad and lived back east that I started to develop a nice appreciation of jazz. I actually even started buying some of the same albums that my father had had, which I did not realize. And so in those visits, particularly after he retired, well, we would, of course, debate politics, he being on the right, me being on the left. The one thing that would unite us was jazz. And that was even when I learned that he said that on leave from the Air Force, he saw Miles Davis in Greenwich Village in the 50s, which then instantly made my dad cool at the age of 62. So during that summer, playing the jazz again and hearing it in the house kind of took me back to those younger years. And it actually did help, you know, get him out of his head and get him out of the pain. I also did try to convince him that there is a certain type of weed used for medicinal purposes that could also help with such things. Since he'd smoke the cigarettes, perhaps he could smoke the other type of cigarettes or, you know, have a brownie. But he decided not to go for that route. And as the months passed, he was in and out of the hospital, and after a time he was in for a bit and back home. My second eldest sister, Kirsten, one day decided to give my mother and I a break from helping take care of him, and so my mother and I went out to lunch, and we came back, and I heard something playing on the stereo. Now we're up to a stereo with a CD player. That's harkened back to the bad clarinet days. It was something like a one of the dogs was hiding under the bed. The other dog had his paws over his ears. And my dad was sleeping, but he had this very pained look on his face. So I rushed in, and I pressed stop on the system I'd set up in his bedroom where he's resting. And I pulled out the compact disc, and I go rushing into the kitchen to see my sister, and I'm like, "What is this? It's Kenny G. It's jazz. It's not jazz. Are you trying to kill him?" "You're so snobby because you live back east. You think you know everything about jazz." "I didn't like listening to it when I grew up." "Well, apparently you still haven't grown up." Obviously, she being the elder sister, me being the younger brother, of course, I kind of got off in goading her. But my mother, of course, came in and was like, just put Dad's regular jazz back on. It'll be okay." To which, of course, my sister was mad because she felt my mother was taking my side. Yes, there can be humor even in cancer. So, anyways, after a couple more times in and out of the hospital, we brought him back home for hospice, and he was there for close to a month. We had nurses and aides come in, and the jazz really helped, particularly at night when he was having some of the bad night terrors. And night before he passed, eldest dog had a seizure, which was kind of an omen of what was coming. And when I came in early in the morning and found him and he was gone, there was Miles Davis playing on the CD player. That's all I have. Thank you.